T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's funny. You know, it's a huge story today that there is a lockout with Major League Baseball. I don't care. And I don't know anyone else that cares all that much either. A lot of players got signed. It was very exciting. Marcus Stroman gets 3 years from the Chicago Cubs. Peace out. No more race baiting from New York City athletes. So I'm kind of happy about that. Thought he'd get more, to be honest with you. But as of midnight last night, it's official. There's a lockout of Major League Baseball, and I'm not going to lie to you about it. I don't care. I don't even understand why anyone else cares. Who cares? It's not baseball season. It's football season. And the New York Giants have a real man at quarterback because Daniel Jones wants to play. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
He won you over. He said, damn it, I'm playing. Yeah. I want to play.
He listen, the guy wants to play.
Think about it, Craig. He got hurt on Sunday. He played through that entire game. I mean, he's a competitor. He also knows he is still in that prove-it mode of his NFL career.
Yes, he is, with a big decision the Giants are going to have regarding, are we picking up option years coming up at some point, right?
That's why Daniel Jones is always going to want to be out there, especially when you got your season on the line. The Giants are basically in the mode of they've got to go out and win every freaking football game on their schedule, and if somehow they do, well, they're in a playoff race.
Yeah.
So Daniel Jones is going to do everything he can to be out there on Sunday against the pretty good Dolphin defense.
Yeah, and we better enjoy it now while we can, because I read all the tea leaves. I'm in the know, Evan. I'm on the internet.
And what are the tea leaves telling you, Craig?
I'm on the Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm on the gram. I got kids. I know what's going on. Omicron has reached our shores. It's here.
Right.
And it's ugly. That's what everyone keeps telling me. And it ain't going to be pretty over the next couple months with this new African strain of COVID. I'm going to enjoy what I got while I got it. Meaning Islander hockey tonight. Let's go, Islanders.
Welcome.
Jet and Giant football this weekend. Let's go. Every game is now special to me.
Knicks Bulls tonight.
Bing
bong.
Which I'll have on in the suite that we'll be sitting in.
Good, I like that idea.
With the big tray of wings and the antipasta that you ordered for the game tonight. Cowboys Saints tonight. It's time that we enjoy ourselves. Because this Omicron thing sounds pretty nasty. And I say that without being flippant about it. People are going to die from it. That's just an unfortunate fact. Hopefully not that many. But it's ugly. And yeah, I know that President Biden's got some announcement coming up. I may have missed it, but I know it's coming out today. About, you know, thoughts about the near future, mid future, regarding shutting our borders down, restricting travel. Governor Hochul has already decided New York state of emergency. I imagine Governor Murphy's going to do that in New Jersey sometime soon as well, especially with all the holiday travel that's about to happen. But we're just two guys who host a sports talk show in New York City. I'm going to enjoy that for all it's worth because I know it's been taken away from us before. I was away when it got taken away, but I know what it's like when we have life without it. So for all the things we have that we don't like about the other teams, for all the complaints we have about our own teams, Evan, my goal here this holiday season is to let bygones be bygones. Let cats play with dogs. Let dogs play with cats. let you and I get along and agree on everything that's presented to us.
Okay. I don't know if that's going to happen, but okay.
Let's enjoy ourselves. So I thought it might be fun today. Here we are on this first Thursday in December, only 3 weeks away now from Christmas, that we might start discussing the things in New York sports that make us happy. And I made a list. Are you ready for the list?
Mm-hmm.
There's my list.
Your list has nothing on it.
No. It appears that there's nothing on my
list. It's a blank piece of paper.
No. It appears that way, Evan. Yes.
Oh, is it my eyes deceiving me?
So my list right now, that's my list in a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to see what I wrote down. Yes?
Right? Yes.
I want you and the audience to fill it in. All right? I want the blanks to be filled in.
But you understand we're very diverse as a city.
Which I think is great.
What makes me happy doesn't make you happy.
Thus, we all come together today on the eve of something very ugly that might be happening, right? A few weeks away from Christmas. We just enjoyed Thanksgiving. I need to start filling in the blanks. Something in New York sports today that makes me happy.
Craig, there's one
you
that
have
starts,
Max Scherzer.
No, the one that
great.
Starts
good for
the,
you.
The one that starts the list, and it's easy,
yeah,
is Kevin Durant. And whether you like it or not, whether 80% of the audience likes it or not, if you're really looking at the things we have and things we love,
what do
and
we have? We
the best basketball player on the damn planet.
Okay. You want to go
so
Kevin Durant?
Put his name on the freaking list, and if you don't, the list ain't worth a damn.
So here's what we're going to do throughout the day today. We're going to put some people on the list, and then the rest of us will critique those people just to make sure that whatever the final list is, it has been completely and thoroughly dissected.
Mm-hmm.
So Evan says Kevin Durant. If you listening right now, you think that Kevin Durant's ashy ankles and bunk hairdo require some introspection, well, bring it up.
Introspection?
Yeah. Like, perhaps Kevin Durant doesn't belong on that list.
How
I don't know.
He possibly not belong on the list?
I'm just giving you the everyone should have the opportunity to go the other way.
I'm going to show you something to show my class, okay? I'm a Net fan. I'm being a fanboy. Adam Fox belongs on that list.
If I knew who Adam Fox was, I would have an opinion on it, but I don't watch the Rangers play hockey.
Hey, at least you knew that.
Right? So,
but he should be on the list.
Yeah,
and I'm not even a Ranger fan, but I appreciate
the
guys that we have in this town that are really, really good.
Okay. You want to go Adam Fox? Great.
Put him on the list.
All right, let me write his name down. I got Durant.
I want to be fair. That was a sign of good faith.
It's Adam Fox?
Yes.
Adam Fox, because I was thinking about it today.
Mm-hmm.
As of this moment in time, baseball doesn't exist. Now, baseball has this really weird rule, which it baffles my mind. If you go online right now to any official baseball website, go ahead and please do it. Go to New York Mets. Go to New York Yankees. Go to MLB.com. Go to the MLB Network. They're not allowed to show you a picture.
Yeah, the likenesses
player,
are all gone.
Which I recognize that there's a lockout. And it's going to take some time before they ever reach this new labor agreement. And none of us think, I mean, I'm not an expert by a long shot or an insider, but the people in the know, this ain't going to get resolved till next year. Whether it's January or February.
Right.
I mean, don't worry about the next few weeks, because it doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't hurt the sport. It doesn't hurt your fandom. It has no impact on your spring training vacation plans or your regular season plans or your ticket purchases. It does, which is why.
Yes, what Craig is saying is the Yankees and Mets are still taking our money. We want to make that clear. The money is still being taken from you for season tickets.
So it's a weird thing. Like, when you have a lockout, let's get to the lockout. We'll get back to this list here in a second. When you have a lockout during the offseason, is it really a lockout? To me, no.
In terms of what, though? Fans?
Yeah, from a fan standpoint.
Yeah, because the offseason just got stopped. I mean, your Yankee fans freaking out a week ago about adding to their roster, and now you're sitting around waiting for the lockout to end so you can get back to that.
Right, but no one else can add players. So there's no detriment to the Yankees. There's no detriment to your favorite team. It just everything's like frozen in ice.
No, but as a fan, I think that's where it will affect you.
Yeah, but I don't see. I think most fans, and I respect the fact there are, you know, diehard baseball fans here in New York. It's a baseball town. I get all that. Like, it's football season. You got college bowl games coming up. The NBA, you know, is at the quarter pole, all that stuff. Like, if there's a lockout that affects the start of the season, if there's a lockout that affects the money I've invested in tickets for next year, that's when I care about it.
No, I understand.
Like, you know, you announcing a lockout, you know, 4 months before the season starts when nothing's happening anyway, I don't care. It's a non-story to me. Wake me up end of February after the, you know, Super Bowl's played, when we're starting to now do some NBA seating, when we're getting ready for March Madness, and when I might have a weekend plan to go to Port St. Lucie with my kids to see a little spring training, or I'm now worried about the investment I made in opening day tickets for the Yankees or Mets, and yeah, I care. Because it affects me, and it affects me financially. Right now, it'd be like announcing in June that Santa Claus might be a day late with his presents.
You won't care until December.
Like, call me at Thanksgiving and tell me there's a problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I get what you, and I think you represent the majority of people.
Yeah, it's like, to me, the lockout's a non-story. And I heard a lot of lockout talk today on the radio station, and I can't figure out why the hell you people are talking about it. Like, what's there even to say about it? The players are wrong. The owners are wrong. They're all wrong. They're all right. Like, what are we arguing over? More playoff teams. Less. There's no baseball. It's December.
You know what happens, though, when...
It flurried this morning.
When someone tells you in June Santa may be a day late, there are two different reactions one could have.
Yeah, right.
You've got the Craig reaction, which is, I don't care till December.
Like, I'm not shopping for Christmas in June. I don't want to see Christmas decorations up at Halloween.
And I respect that. But then there's another group of people. I'm not saying I'm one of them, who, when they get the news that Santa may be a day late even in June, say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Santa may be a day late. What's going to happen on Christmas? So there are some baseball fans. I want to be clear. I am not there yet. But there are some baseball fans who are worried. Sure, it doesn't matter now, but this thing isn't going to end. And what's going to happen in February, March, April when we start losing games and how damaging that would be for the sport? So I understand. I think there's a lot of people who don't worry about problems until they come right to your door.
Yeah, that's me.
But there are others that even before the leak starts, says, you know what? Maybe I should fix the piping issue.
Listen, I don't know. Like, it's June. I'm not worried about Santa. I'm not. It's like, I know I have neighbors of mine, you know, that put up their Christmas stuff, like, no joke, around Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, Ace, get to Thanksgiving and then worry about Christmas. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just, like, if you're upset about this lockout, why?
I'm upset, like, that when I go to MLB.com, not only do they not have pictures of players.
Which, by the way, is the dumbest thing.
It's like, illegal. Manfred said this morning, it's because there's no CBA legally, they have to take the likenesses down.
That's so stupid. But here's petty.
But here's the other thing, bro. So when you go to MLB.com, there's no articles about baseball. Like, they've pulled all articles about, like, Max Scherzer and the Mets or the Yankees. It's all about the history of baseball. Or the CBA negotiations.
Yeah, the whole thing is
so
stupid.
They're not
to
even
me.
Referencing the current sports.
Plus, listen, Daniel Jones, here's the deal. He did practice today. He's a tough guy. He's going to be playing on Sunday just like you want him to. And you're not going to like this, Evan, but I decided to put my investigative team to work over the last 48 hours. And I didn't want to bring this up yesterday because I didn't want to be accused of, you know, being a crybaby. You know, complaining about a loss for a team I root for.
Oh, we're still going back to this Nick-Net thing.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I mean, you got to get over it.
So one of the plays that a lot of Net fans were crowing about was a play in which Kevin Durant crossed over to Julius Randle, and Randle fell on his ass. And then Durant found a wide-open Cam Thomas. Cam Thomas drained a three. Oh, by the way, the Nets won by two, 112 to 110. You could argue that three-pointer, you know, won them the game.
Okay, no one would ever make that argument.
Well, just for the sake of my investigation, my investigative findings, Evan, we're going to say that the Cam Thomas three won them the game.
Right. First quarter three won the Nets the game. Gotcha.
Here's the problem with that first quarter three by Cam Thomas. On a very nice crossover, not the greatest one I've ever seen, but nice enough to drop Julius Randle on his ass. It was a double dribble.
Yeah, no kidding. I told you yesterday.
It was a double dribble.
You didn't need investigative reporting. Yeah. Your partner told you on the air yesterday, hey, there were some missed calls, one of which was the Kevin Durant double dribble before the Cam Thomas three.
You didn't bring that up yesterday.
Yes,
I did. You brought
up
the LaMarcus Aldridge three-second
call. No, that's the two-minute report.
Yeah.
I brought up on my own because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I said, yes, there were some calls that went the Nets' way. In fact, there was a call early in the game where Kevin Durant committed a double dribble.
Double dribble.
I said it to you.
You need to know it happened.
I knew it happened.
Well, I'm telling you it happened.
But you know what's so sick? If you want to go through every play of that
game. No, I don't. Just that play.
Of course not.
Yeah, there's that play.
Of course not.
Because how do you miss a double dribble off a play that everyone's watching because Julius Randle's on his ass?
Oh, get over it.
So it's not like you didn't see it.
You're such a whiny bitch.
So I put that game in protest.
Yes.
I am protesting officially the Brooklyn Net win over the New York Knicks.
You
lost. I'm protesting.
Take your L.
I'm not taking the L. That's a W for the Knicks. It's a W.
Do you know that New York Knicks fans complain the second most amongst NBA fans on Twitter about
officials? Who complains more?
The Los Angeles Lakers fans.
Damn it, I knew that.
We can all agree on that.
Well, listen, we'll get all your calls today. It's going to be a fun day here at The Fan. 877-337-6666. If there's somebody in this town or a team or a moment that you are truly, truly thankful for that you think cannot be broken down, that it'll be 100-0 if we polled it. I want to hear who it is or what it is. All right? The obvious one is Max Scherzer. But I can poke holes in the Max Scherzer signing if I have to. I don't want to, but if you call with Scherzer, I'm going to be put in a tough spot of having to poke holes. Pokey, 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 pokey. Okay?
Poke.
Pokey.
I dare you.
Pokey, pokey. Pokey.
I dare you.
Well, you brought up Durant. I gave you the whole poking on Durant.
Wait, you poke on Kevin Durant and he committed a double dribble?
No, no.
That's
got ashy ankles and his hair's bunk. Yeah. I can't knock his game. He's the most unguardable player in the league.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to poke his ashy ankles. Yeah.
If you can poke Kevin Durant and you can poke Max Scherzer and you could try to poke Adam Fox even though you've never heard of him, then everybody's pokeable.
Yeah.
Well, there's no unpokeable person.
We're going to see who wants to get poked today. All right, that's how it's going to go. Plus, we have a huge announcement regarding the future of this show and a new segment that has been approved by management only moments ago. Moments ago. And we'll tell you what that is coming up in a bit. Zach, could you do me a favor and not suck that lollipop like it's a sexual object right in front of me? Like, I love you. But you're working that lollipop like it owes you money. All right? So if you don't, I'm good with you eating the lollipop. I'm not good with you globbing on the lollipop like it's your first time, you know, at the drive-in. Okay? So if you don't mind, just turn your back to me while you finish working that lollipop. That's the most disgusting thing I think I've ever seen.
The way you described it made it even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the lollipop earned its money. Tell you that right now. How many licks does it take? Apparently 243. Yeah, all gone. 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
They're playing Columbus.
They're not playing Columbus.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
They're not.
They're playing the Panthers.
They're not playing the Florida Panthers.
I don't know who they're playing. I don't care who they're playing. I'm going because I love hockey.
Do you?
Yeah, I can't get enough
hockey. Are you not excited to see UBS for the first time?
Well, listen, I'm going to obviously be excited to see the arena.
Brand new arena. You haven't seen it yet.
I just emailed John Ledecky, let him know that I'll be there. Look forward to seeing him tonight.
Look at you name dropping.
At the game. That's my guy. That's my guy. Yeah, so going with my niece and brother-in-law and the whole crew. And very happy to be there to watch the Islanders beat the Lightning tonight.
The San Jose Sharks.
Oh, they're still a team?
They are still a team, yes.
The Cow Palace?
Yes.
They still playing the Cow Palace or no?
Not quite.
No?
No.
How long is it going to take us to get there is the question.
Well, we're definitely not making face-off.
Why not?
Game starts at 7:30.
Dude, we're out the door at 6:25 tonight. Peace out.
Okay, so you think door-to-door.
Yeah.
New York City, Lower Manhattan.
Yeah.
To Belmont, New York.
Yeah.
On a Thursday, which, by the way, is the new Friday when it comes to traffic.
All right.
There is more traffic on Thursdays than Fridays.
Yeah.
Thursday's the new Friday.
Yeah.
You think we're pulling in to Belmont's UBS
yeah.
Arena,
yeah,
parking
yeah.
our vehicles.
Yeah, it's only 15 miles from here.
Getting through. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm sure it'll be great.
What New Yorker would ever cite miles as how long it's going to take?
It's right now, if we left this minute.
Yes.
An hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, we would not make face-off. And that's with a less traffic than what we'll face.
I'm going to drive a little faster than the speed limit.
Yeah, but there's traffic.
That's okay with you.
How are you going to manage to do that when there are cars in the way? Are you going to be one of those guys that weaves in and out of traffic?
I don't know.
Yeah, are you guys going together?
No. We're not driving together.
No.
Because then you'd have to drive me back here. Yeah, and he's not coming back through the city. No,
especially if they lose.
If they lose.
He won't even be allowed to come back.
If they lose, he's on his own.
Yeah, when Evan goes to a game with somebody, if his team loses, he doesn't drive the person back.
That's the rule. I think that's a fine rule.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, so I'm hoping to get there at face-off.
Nah, mid-first period. No shot
face-off. Mid-first period.
Yes. Let's be realistic about this. We're driving from Lower Manhattan to UBS Arena. We have to park the car, then get in the building.
Well, we have special parking because we're going to a suite.
Special parking.
What does that mean? Special parking.
You still have to make the left-hand turn that gets into the parking lot, and there's going to be 100 million cars there. We walk in at 8:15.
8:15 for a 7:30 game?
Yeah.
Oh, that means I got to stay till the end then.
Weren't you planning that anyway?
No.
Come on.
Here's Rob in Queens on the Fan. Hey, Rob, what's going on?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
I'm actually happy about the baseball lockout, the more I think about it.
Oh, stop.
Because it gives the Yankees more of a time to back channel getting Correa and Freddie Freeman done.
Well, I'm a first-time, long-time for both of you guys.
Yeah.
So it would be an honor to add to the list, to be the first call and add to the list here.
Yeah, the number's, by the way, 877-337-6666. You have somebody that you think we can't poke holes in that you're happy about having in your life, yeah?
Undeniable.
All right. What do you got?
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Where are you from? Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
Where are you from?
He's the third best New York athlete, no?
He's not a New York athlete. So this is the problem.
Yeah, now we create this whole Buffalo. Yeah. It's technically in New York.
He's not a New York athlete. Buffalo's not New York. I'm sorry. Sorry. You can't be, are you a diehard Bills fan?
Diehard.
Okay, are you from Buffalo?
No, I'm from Queens.
So just walk me through. Was Jim Kelly like a hero to you or something?
Something like that. You could say something like that.
Yeah, but how old are you, about 25, 26?
No, I'm 36 years old.
You're 36 years old.
So do you remember do you remember the Bills-Giants Super Bowl? Because that was like my first memory as a kid watching football.
Your age, yeah.
That's why I asked. Yeah. Do you remember that Super Bowl?
It's a little foggy, but the Cowboy ones certainly are there.
Gotcha.
So that's actually, I have nothing but respect for it, because I'm not one of these guys that thinks you're not allowed to root for a team outside of New York. But what fascinates me is that based on your age, if your first real memory is Bills Cowboys, I was at that Super Bowl in Pasadena, Leon Lett, Don Beebe, the whole bit, Michael Jackson, the great halftime show, of course. You know, we were all part of it, holding up our placards. I'm shocked you didn't become a Cowboy fan. Like, that's the team you've rooted for.
I was the only one, and I had to like cry in my closet the next day in school in like fifth grade or whatever.
Listen, I love it. I respect that.
There was a moment. I've never admitted this, but I will since Rob brought this up. There was a moment when I was a kid and I was watching the Giant Bill Super Bowl. It's my first memory as a football fan.
Yeah,
where I said, "Wait a second, Dad, the Giants play in New Jersey." And he's like, yeah.
Conversation.
I did. I had the conversation and for a minute was thinking, why don't I root for the Bills?
Yeah.
They play in New York. Now, granted, I'm 7 years old.
Yeah.
You can cut me some slack for this. But I remember for a brief moment thinking to myself, shouldn't I root for the Buffalo Bills?
Was your dad a Giant fan?
No, my dad was a Jet fan.
That's what I figured, right?
And it just went out the window quickly.
Right.
But there was a thought briefly of, they are the only New York team.
Yeah, no, they're not, though.
But you know what? As a 7-year-old, do you think I realized how far away Buffalo was?
But I would think at 7, like if you have a memory of being a sports fan at 7, you had 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah.
With the Bills in the Super Bowl.
No, I went to the Jets. It was a moment. It was during that game. I was watching that game. I think that's the first football game I ever remember watching, the Giant Bills Super Bowl. The thought was, I should be a Bills fan. I live in New York.
And that was an easy team to like, too. High scoring offense.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. And it quickly went away, and I became a Jet fan. Lucky me.
Yeah, but why? So. That's interesting that you became a Jet fan because your dad was
yeah,
one.
No, my dad ended
like
up.
You almost became a Bills fan.
For a second.
But you didn't choose the obvious other team, which would have been the Giants.
Yeah, that was never an option.
Why?
There was no reason to.
They beat the Bills.
It didn't do it for me.
Hosteller holding on to the ball in the end zone.
Oh, because they won the first game I was ever watching. Naturally, I just would have become a Giant
fan. The first game you remember watching wasn't like the Joe Ferguson Bills against the Jets in 82 in a nondescript nothing game in November.
Right.
Your first game that you recall watching was the game.
Yeah, but it just didn't feel like it fit. Like, I already knew I come from a Jet family. It was just a thought. Like, wait a second. The Jets play in Jersey. The Giants play in Jersey. What about the Bills? The Giants were never an option. It was never even like a thought. Of, you know what?
That's your father's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, your father must have drugged you guys.
No, he didn't drug us.
No, I think he did.
I felt the loyalty.
Your dad's a bit of a hippie. Am I right?
He was not a hippie.
Your dad's not a hippie?
I don't think so.
Because your dad's got the ponytail.
I think now he's a hippie. I don't think back then he was a hippie.
Oh, back then he was not like a free love hippie child. Let's go to Woodstock.
I don't think so.
Did your dad go to Woodstock?
I don't think so.
Let's ask him.
You want me to ask him?
Yeah, you got to listen.
I don't think he went to Woodstock. He's definitely in all that music.
You know what you need to start doing with your parents?
Interviewing them?
Yes. I recommend this to everybody. There's going to come a day when they're dead.
Oh, jeez.
And you're gonna wish you asked certain
questions.
How
depressing is that?
Like, I have one. Yeah. This is very personal. Well, I shouldn't ask it. Like, I'd want to know, like, tell me stories about, like, who you were before I was around. Like, those are stories I'm telling you, you're going to want to know them. Videotape your old people.
Did you
as
do that
much
to your parents?
Possible.
Have you done that with your dad?
They did it with my mom, because my mom, unfortunately, is going through it. Not with my dad so much. My dad's also, I think they sat my dad down once. My brother did. And asked him a bunch of questions.
Yeah, but what about you? I'm asking about you. Why haven't you done it?
I have not done it yet, so...
You're giving me advice to do it, but you've
never done it? I've done it with other people.
Who?
Like dead grandparents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like I should do it with my dad. He's 84.
Well, yeah, you're bringing it up to me to do it. That's why a natural answer is, oh, you must have done that with your dad. And for your answer to be no is kind of strange.
Like, do you want to know if your mom had other sexual partners prior to your father?
I don't want to know about their sexual partners.
No, but don't you want to know?
No.
Like, wouldn't you want to know that your dad was your mom's first and only?
I don't want to know any of that stuff.
I asked.
Yeah. And what was the answer?
Yes.
Yeah. And did that make you feel better?
Yes. My mom's no whore. That's what I learned about my mother. That's right. The only man she was ever with is my father.
Would that have changed your view of her if she said,
you think
yeah,
she's lying to me? Big Mac, what was that? Big Mac just held it like, yeah,
answer.
Okay,
that's
sure.
All I'm saying.
Convenient answer.
Yeah, you know. No one's going to tell you, yeah, no, I was around the block.
No, yeah. I'm not saying shoot him into having 30 partners, but you're also talking about the 1950s.
That's true.
You know, into the 60s, obviously, for my parents.
But if she did have 30 partners, would that have changed your view of her?
In the 1950s, yes.
No, but right now.
She would have been a slut.
Would it have changed your mind now about how you view your mom?
I don't know. Probably not. My mom had big boobs, too. So I could see her being, you know the very, you know,
appealing,
popular young guy.
All the guys wanted her.
Yeah. Hey, ask your mom.
No, I don't want to know that stuff.
Ask your mom.
Asking about going to Woodstock is one thing.
Did you ask your dad?
I don't know. Yes.
You texted your dad?
Yes.
What did he say?
I haven't checked. Let me see.
Oh. Did he get back to you yet?
I was in the area, but I couldn't get there.
That's a cop-out. He went up to the farm, but...
In the area of Woodstock?
Why was he in the area?
No, he was
not
at,
to go to Woodstock.
He was somewhere else, but he was in the area of Woodstock.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
And Woodstock's happening.
Yes.
And you have nothing in life that you have to worry about. You don't hop on the back of a pickup truck or walk there and enjoy it. Your dad's lying to you. That's your dad's way of saying, I was there, but I don't want to talk about what I did. I was in the area.
Much like your mom didn't want to talk about all the sexual partners that she had.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Which is why she said, I didn't have any.
My mom did some summer stock pole dancing. She did. My mom's stage name, famously, was Chesty LaRue.
Oh, my goodness. And you found this out by interviewing her?
No, I have, like, the old playbill, not playbills, but whatever they're called.
So you got pictures?
The program.
Yeah.
Like, come see Chesty LaRue at the county fair next Thursday.
Chesty
LaRue. And it was my mom, and she had, what are those things you put in your nipples?
Talluses?
Yeah.
Tassels.
That was close.
Tallis.
My mom had tassels on and a cowboy hat. And she was Chesty LaRue.
How'd she look?
Hot. Yeah.
Hot.
Here's Dave in Glen Cove. Dave, what's good, buddy?
Hey, Craig. You're spot on about that, asking questions to your dad and any of your older relatives. My father was a World War II veteran, and I found out so much about what he went through afterwards. And now I interview World War II veterans on occasion.
I think that's awesome because those guys don't like to talk.
Well,
that
Dave,
much.
I was just about to say, so both of my grandfathers who are no longer here were World War II veterans. And as a kid, I tried to do what you said.
Yeah.
Peppering them with questions. Both of them. They would talk about everything else. I mean, my other grandfather,
talk about it.
They would not give me a thing. They did not want to talk about it. So it's interesting. You're able to get information out of some of these heroes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, in the last several years, it's turned the tide. They want to talk about it.
I mean, I would love to do that. I would love to do a project like that where we go to a VA or whoever and just sit down and talk to a World War II veterans.
Yeah.
That would be, or your Vietnam veterans. Just say, let them share their stories because those guys came back and, like Evan said, it was almost like they didn't want to talk about it because they recognized, they felt at least, it was their duty to do what they did and it shouldn't be talked about because it'd be like, not gloating about it, but what's the word I'm looking for? Like it wasn't about them. It was the cause, right?
Right.
So that's why a lot of those guys don't, and I'm sure a lot of these men saw things they don't want to talk about.
I think that's a big part of it. They don't want to relive the experiences that they had. But I definitely tried that with both of my grandparents, and I remember they never wanted to say anything about it.
Yeah. I have a quick sports question for you, Evan, before the break.
A sports question?
Yeah, because it just dawns on me now that we could take a break from the baseball because it's the lockout. And I think the lockout comes at a great... If I'm a Yankee fan, I'm thrilled about the lockout. A, I'm tired of hearing about other players going elsewhere. And B, it allows me to work my Yankee magic off offline. So I think this is perfect. I think we're getting Freddie Freeman on Carlos Correa. And you can write that down today, December 2nd.
Oh, we wrote it down. We kept the audio. Sure, we got it.
The New York Yankees will have Carlos Correa playing shortstop and Freddie Freeman playing first base.
Sure. You also told me Marcus Stroman was re-signing with the New York Mets. How'd
but then I also told you Sandy Alderson didn't like Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, but you told me 2 days. I have the audio.
Both.
You said Marcus Stroman is re-signed. It's done, Evan.
Yeah, but then I didn't realize how much Sandy Alderson didn't like him. I also didn't realize that Stroman was going to come out and call everybody a racist. I didn't see that coming.
Okay.
I thought he would shut up and sign for 5 years, $100 million. Instead, not that he's a pauper, if you think Marcus Stroman went into this free agency thinking he was only getting 3 years, 71, you're nuts. There is no doubt Marcus Stroman entered free agency thinking 5 years triple digits.
The one thing I'll say about though is if Marcus Stroman believes in himself, it's not a bad deal because you get back in a free agency
and maybe
you get another big contract.
Well, he had two opt out after two, I think is the deal.
I think so, yeah.
Great. So if he pitches well, he'll get money.
Because his average salary is very similar to the other big pitchers that have signed, like Kevin Gausman.
Yes,
like he's getting the same amount of money.
Right.
So, look, I don't know what Stroman was asking for, but I can see if you believe in yourself, which Stroman apparently does, how you could turn this into something great in 2-3 years.
Yeah, but I think he's got to be saying to himself, as much as he's friendly with Gausman, I guess they played USA Baseball together, where he's saying to himself, I had a better year than that guy.
Maybe he didn't want that. That's my point.
Stroman didn't want $100 million?
No, no. He didn't want the 5 years.
Oh.
Like, signing a long-term contract could be good for us and could be bad for us.
That's true.
As a human being, anywhere you work, you could say, hey, it's great protection. It's great security. Absolutely. The negative is, hey, I'm awesome.
I guess
in 1 year, I want to test my value
again. That's true. I guess also, listen, when you have $71 million guaranteed coming your way, like, the difference between do I do 3 or 5 years, you know, most of us won't, you know, in any other walk of life, when you're making decision between years versus, you know, the average per year.
Right.
You know, we take the years because of the security, the financial security that extra years brings us, right?
Right.
When you're guaranteed, when you just made $18 million and you got another $71 locked guaranteed, it's no longer about security. Now it's about ego and a chance to win if that's important to you, right?
Right, right.
Because you and I, we worry about something a lot different than Max Scherzer.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Yes.
You're worried about, hey, if this doesn't work out, am I getting another partner? Am I paying my mortgage 3 years from now?
Right.
Am I downsizing?
Right. Max Scherzer, it doesn't work out.
Does my father-in-law have to go back to work? These are the things that you'll be worried about.
Right.
Yeah. They ain't worried about
no,
that.
The worst thing that happens to a major league player is, my career's over. I still got $80 million in the bank.
I saw a picture today online of Max Scherzer's waterfront mansion in Florida. Good for him. $10 million crib.
Easy.
Yeah. He doesn't even live in it. What? The guy wants 4 season tickets to every Met game.
Oh, come on. It was leverage. Stop picking on Max for that. Is that your hole in Max Scherzer?
No. I have a different hole for
that. What's your hole in Max Scherzer? That he's 37?
No one's brought a Max Scherzer. He has someone that they're happy to have here.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Today.
What?
You brought up Durant. You didn't. No one gave me Scherzer yet. I'm not poking holes in Scherzer.
Oh, well, Max.
Until someone says Scherzer.
Max Scherzer.
Yeah, but you already got yours.
Well, I only get one.
One shot by.
I only get one athlete to say I'm so happy it exists.
Yeah, because if you can pick more than one, it doesn't make that one special.
What if I rank them?
Yeah, no ranking
Max
allowed.
Max wouldn't be number two, by the way. Jacob DeGrom would be number two.
No ranking allowed. You could only have one guy. You picked Durant.
I had to pick Durant. And Jake, I apologize for not picking you.
Like, Big Mac, who's your one guy? If you say Garrett Cole, I'm going to laugh you out of the building.
It's not Garrett Cole.
No, but I wonder, you're a Giant fan and a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
So, is it Aaron Judge?
Yes, it is Aaron Judge.
That's your guy?
That's my guy right now.
I'll poke holes all over that.
I'm sure you could.
Well, who would you pick then? If you're a Giant Yankee fan, who would you pick?
I don't think there is anybody.
Julius Randle? Who you got?
No.
Because I brought my three-hole puncher with me.
I didn't say Julius Randle.
Aren't you a Rangers fan, though?
I am a Rangers fan.
All right.
I was talking about current only. I'm a Rangers fan, but
no
one on the Rangers means as much to me as Aaron Judge.
Like, here's what we're saying. If we were going to have the greatest draft of all time.
Yeah.
Where every sport, every player is available, but based on not who the best player is, based on your fandom only.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't say LeBron James or I can't say Durant. I'm not a fan of the Nets, right? So, it's based on your fandom. And you can only protect a single player on all the teams you root for. Evan would protect Kevin Durant.
No. You phrased it differently.
That's
now.
His guy.
No. When you say protect,
you
that changes everything. Because now it's DeGrom. Because Jacob DeGrom can't pitch for another team. That's why. Jacob DeGrom can't pitch for another team.
So are you asking for your only free pass of change?
It's very difficult, but yes, I am.
Well, I think Durant's the obvious answer,
It is, but here's the thing. Here's the thing.
You just went to a guy that didn't pitch for the last 4 months.
I understand, but
when he does, they lose.
Okay. I get it, bro. I get it. Kevin Durant
impacts winning so much more than DeGrom does.
Big Mac, I agree with that.
He plays every game.
He used a word.
He should.
And he's only one of five guys.
Right? He plays a different sport. He used a word that changed it.
Protect.
He said protect.
Yeah.
I can't live in a world where Jacob DeGrom pitches for another baseball team.
What would happen if he left as a free agent?
It'd be Tom Seaver for this era.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get everyone's answer after the break. I know we got to take a break. You can only protect
one. Does that make sense, though, what I just said to you?
I think
Kevin Durant is the most important player.
I think you need
player.
Psychiatric help.
No, no, hold on.
But I understand.
Kevin Durant's the most important player in my fandom for obvious reasons. Gives me the best chance to win a title. But Jacob DeGrom pitching for the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah.
I use that example on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Would crush me.
Yeah?
Jacob DeGrom on the New York Yankees would be like the worst thing I'd have to
live with. So if Durant hadn't re-signed or the other extension and he opted out and went to the Knicks, that would bother you less than DeGrom going to the Reds?
Yes.
Okay.
Durant's played for other teams.
That's fine.
I wondering. Appreciate that Kevin Durant came here. I hope he wins an NBA title. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
But he's not DeGrom to you.
Well, Jacob DeGrom we watch grow up and develop.
Okay.
Does that not make sense?
Listen, it's your guy. You can't change it again.
Kevin Durant is the most important player in my fandom right now, period, stop.
And yet he's not the guy you protect. That's
because
fascinating.
Because of what I just said.
Okay,
I can't live in a world where Jacob DeGrom is on another team.
So it's interesting about Evan.
Can't happen.
It's not. Championships does not come first.
Well, hold on a second.
It doesn't.
So wait.
Because Durant will have a bigger impact in the Nets winning a championship than DeGrom ever could. And it's happening first.
Listen, I've got these
and you're
two.
Not, so he's free. Anybody wants Durant?
No.
If anybody wants to take Durant, Evan didn't protect him.
Craig, I've got two beautiful babies. They are the greatest babies ever. Kevin Durant and Jacob DeGrom. How can you make me choose between them?
Listen.
How dare you?
During the tsunami, people ought to make choices. You ought to make a choice.
It's the most depressing thing.
Yeah. Sadly, that happened.
By the way, I don't mean to be a jerk, but Big Mac, think about all the players you're choosing from.
Yeah.
I've got to decide between Jacob DeGrom and Kevin Durant. It's a different world.
Yeah.
It's
well,
a different
we'll get
world.
Big Mac's answer and, of course, yours as well. 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.